Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in, folks, to our Tuesday, October 28th edition of Sports Talk. We are getting ready for the Saints Hour coming up at 7 p.m., where the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, will be talking with VP and assistant GM Jeff Ireland, as well as Saints linebacker Isaiah Stallbird. We'll also be talking to this hour Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ, about the black and gold switch to Tyler Shuck at quarterback over Spencer Rattler. But first, we're going to be talking some Pelicans action. For that, we get to a man you see and hear a lot of, Jake Madison of the Locked On Pelicans podcast, joining us now. Jake, always appreciate the time, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on to toss some hoops despite the 0-3 start here.
Yeah, it's been a rough go for the start of the season for this Bird gang right now. And Justin, your impressions last night with that, you know, the slaughter in the Smoothie King Center, Boston Celtics just shooting threes, and it seemed like the Pelicans couldn't hit anything last night.
No, I mean, that's been their big problem. I literally just recorded my show for tomorrow, and one of the things that jumped out at me is this is the worst shooting team in the league right now. They're missing shots at the rim, and if you're looking for a reason for optimism, is they shouldn't be doing that badly all season long, and things should even out. And if they just start making their shots, this team will look significantly better. But that was embarrassing at home, I think, last night. And I think that's the type of game that needs to be a wake-up call for this Pelicans team to at least have conversations around making some bigger changes right now. You know, they traded for Jordan Poole to kind of be their instant offense when Zion Williamson was going to miss time. And we knew he'd miss some time this year. This was your first true test against a tired Celtics team who was on the second night of a back-to-back, had flown into New Orleans, you know, at 2-3 in the morning that night. And you had an opportunity to get your first win of the season and came out as flat as you possibly could. It kind of showed that maybe the criticism around the Jordan Poole trade was correct. You wanted Derek Queen to provide some level of Zion Williamson insurance. He looked like a rookie in that game. And as this team has kind of been trying to win now, but also take a developmental timeline approach, rookies don't usually help you win now. And you saw that from Jeremiah Fears, who I think has looked genuinely good this season, but he was one of 11 from the field last night. You know, this is a team that doesn't know what they're trying to do right now. That needs to set off some alarm bells within the franchise as they kind of pick a direction that they need to go in. And it was on full display why they need to do that last night.
It's not getting easier, Jake, either. If you look at this upcoming slate at Denver, at the Clippers, at the Thunder, back-to-back-to-back road games. I mean, this is a team that is 0-3 right now. They're the only winless team in the Western Conference. I was telling that to Steve earlier. Even the Jazz scooped up that win in their first game of the season against, you know, I think it was the Clippers. So, once again, 0-3 start and a really, really tough slate ahead. This has got to be the wake-up call that you had mentioned, because, once again, it does not get easier anytime soon.
No, you know, look, the fortunes can change. It's 0-3, and they're staring down a tough three-game road trip, but you win games in the NBA you're not supposed to, and that can kind of right the ship here a little bit. So I think they're kind of viewing it through that lens. But I do think you need to have tough conversations here. Clearly what you went into the season trying to do and who you were trying to be has not worked through the first part of the season. You know, even when Zion Williamson is on the bench, the offense has fallen off of a cliff here. They have the worst half-court offense in the league. And again, some of it is just due to poor shooting, and Trey Murphy isn't going to shoot 22.2% from three all season long. But the team you thought you were building hasn't shown up, and I don't know if they're going to show up. And the other thing I think to factor into all of this is, do you trust them to show up? Do you trust this team to get right and figure it out kind of based off of years of past data? And the answer to that, truthfully, is no. And so Joe Dumars talked about it with Zion Williamson in the offseason and the change in approach and what they were working with Zion to, you know, get him to be the best version of himself. You know, he used that definition of insanity, doing the same thing and expecting different results. It feels like the Pelicans are doing that right now. He was meaning that with Zion Williamson, but this feels like what the team is doing right now. And so if you want different results, you have to do things differently. What that is, whether it's firing head coach Willie Green, whether it's making a dramatic trade right now, I couldn't tell you for sure. But you need to be figuring out how to do things differently, because the first three games have been pretty telling about this franchise.
Jake, you're talking about Zion Williamson. He's out right now with last night, definitely, with that foot contusion, questionable for tomorrow's game. I got to at least give the Pelicans credit for giving his access to the media today. But, man, just really disappointing considering he looks in great shape right now. And, another injury for him has him out the lineup so early in the season.
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at this, like, your point is very important here. Normally when Zion's hurt, he doesn't talk to the media. And he gave a level of transparency today after practice that we don't hear from him. And I heard y'all play the clip before I came on here. There's something to be said for that. But at the same point, you know, and that does show maybe some things are different. But at the same point, I don't think people care anymore. It's about results, right? You know, you can often talk about process over results and that sort of thing. But this is a results-oriented business, and it means you need to play and you need to win games. You're not exactly getting that from Zion Williamson. And while this doesn't sound like it's going to be a significant injury, the fact that he just missed any time, even if it doesn't sound like something major and they're taking a cautious approach, that's fine. That should be what you can do. But the past track record of this team has just basically left everybody with no patience for it. And I think they need to do something to kind of change the perception around this team right now. But it does sound like he'll be back to playing soon. And when he's been on the court, he has looked pretty good. And when this Pelicans team is playing, you know, relatively well, they look like they're close. Those games against the San Antonio Spurs in overtime, obviously winnable. Same for the game against the Memphis Grizzlies. They could easily be 2-1 right now, very easily. So there's moments when they feel like they are close. But I think the problem then comes to, well, it's just the same old team, and this is just what we've seen every year before, so we don't feel like they'll actually figure it out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, Jake, I wanted to ask you about Trey Murphy, because I think, like, the numbers on paper aren't awful, but Steve and I talked about this off-air. He just hasn't really been aggressive to start the year. And Trey Murphy in the past, Jake, you know this, he gets going kind of late in the season and has played some of his best basketball in, you know, February to April and stuff like that. But in a year where there were a lot of high expectations for Trey, and once again, we're three games into the season, so this can easily turn around because he's been cold from three to start the season. He's 4 of 18 so far this year. But in a season with such high expectations where you're hoping that he would make the all-star leap and everything like that, because it's in the cards for this player, he's very talented, it just feels like he hasn't necessarily been aggressive in these first three games so far. I just want to get your thoughts on him.
Yeah, you know, I think you saw some of this in preseason, and this preseason was going to be really important for New Orleans, right? Like, this was the year where you couldn't come in and get off to a slow start and, oh, hey, look, with 0-3 here. They needed to really use preseason to their full advantage, and that trip to Australia, while maybe great for team bonding, wasn't putting you against NBA-level competition. So were those two games really a good way to kind of figure this team out, or were they fool's gold in a sense? And then in your two preseason games against NBA teams, they didn't do a full dress rehearsal. You even saw the Houston Rockets against the Pelicans in that final game, or the Orlando Magic, I think it was, in the final game, played their starters like 30-plus minutes. Like, it was a dress rehearsal, and New Orleans played theirs 20. And I think that's the type of thing that puts you a little bit behind the eight ball with it. So while Zion Williamson has good chemistry with Trey Murphy, and so does Jordan Poole, Trey Murphy and Jordan Poole don't seem to have the type of chemistry you want together from them, right? Those are the two guys that should have, in theory, a lethal two-man game when Zion Williamson is on the bench and they can carry the offense. And the offense has fallen off a cliff when Zion Williamson sits. You know, you mentioned how Trey Murphy gets going later in the season. That's because he's been injured the past 2 years. He hasn't been healthy to start the year. He hasn't been available to start the year. This was the year where he is. So it shouldn't follow the same pattern of him being off to a slow start. But you can also see from the Pelicans' approach to preseason how that's kind of impacting them right now, as they're still kind of working through some chemistry stuff, through some growing pains, and figuring things out. And this just was not a season where you could figure things out over the first couple of games. You needed to be ready to go for game one, and this team doesn't really feel like they've been in that position.
Tomorrow, Jake, the team's on the road in Denver. We know a tough matchup there. Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon, Nikola Jokic. What do the Pels have to do to show us a better showing tomorrow, at least in Denver?
You know, I think it's going to come down to two things. One is just make your shots. My job can be easy at times. I can just come on here and say it's a make or miss league and the Pelicans have missed more than they've made. If that switches, they're going to look like a different team and they'll win games. It's truly that simple here. You know, I think the other thing they really need to look at is getting stops on the defensive side of the ball. Right now, their half-court defense actually looks pretty decent. The problem is teams are running against them, getting into fast break opportunities, man advantages, and just scoring easy buckets. And New Orleans is doing nothing to limit that. You can see with Nikola Jokic and the passing ability and the defensive rebounding from that Denver Nuggets team and the outlet passes he can make, they're going to run against you. And New Orleans needs to find a way to start to stop the ball here. And that's something that they've struggled with this year. This is also an effort thing. You're seeing teams run off of makes against New Orleans. Usually when you make a shot, the opponent needs to get the ball, inbound the ball. It allows your defense to get back and get set, and you force them to play in the half court. But teams are running even after New Orleans makes a shot. That's effort. That's a pride thing. They need to sort that out. If they can do that, there's a good team here. Will they reach that potential remains to be seen, but they need to start making shots and start playing a little bit better defense.
And then before we let you run, Jake, the NBA Cup is starting up very, very quickly. First, I guess this is a two-part question. Your thoughts on what the NBA Cup has kind of provided to the regular season, if you like it, if you don't like it, and then also that matchup against the Clippers that's going to be happening on Friday.
So I love it. Look, gimmicks work on me, so I'm all for it. I think the courts are fun. It just does feel a little bit different, and you're seeing teams try and win. And that means they're going to play their players. So as a way to kind of reduce some load management, make star players play, this I think has actually been a very big success. And I think when you also look at New Orleans in their group with the Dallas Mavericks, the Clippers, and the Lakers, that's a competitive bunch. This is going to be the real measuring stick for New Orleans. If you don't win a game in your group play, you need to make big changes, right? Like, that's when they need to kind of make a decision on head coach Willie Green. You know, the Los Angeles Clippers are one of the best shooting teams at the rim right now. They're shooting like something like 85% at the rim. It's going to come down to defense, rim protection, and not letting them just get easy buckets inside. That's going to present a big challenge for New Orleans with the center rotation right now that's still a little bit banged up, even though Misi is playing. You got some good minutes from DeAndre Jordan, but I don't think you want to rely on him so much. Are they going to find a way to limit the points in the paint? Because that's what that one is going to come down to.
Jake, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much, and hopefully we get into the win column soon. We got enough problems going on with LSU and the Saints right now.
It's not great. Tulane's holding it down, so
yes,
roll
sir.
Wave, at least in that
roll
regard.
Wave. Appreciate you, Jake. Thank you, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Locked On Pelicans podcast host Jake Madison. You can check out his work wherever you find podcasts, YouTube.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.